Catholic Church has condemned the threat by UK Prime Minister David Cameron for saying that countries that do not enforce legislation on gay rights will not be given assistance in the form of aid. According to the church, such a threat equally violates the rights of poorer countries and defies the beauty of democracy. The Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Charles Palmer Bakel, told Georgia Secretary that the Catholic Church will not endorse gayism and all forms of immorality. He asked the government not to heed such threats.
It is good to make it clear that the Catholic Church is not only worried about homosexuality as such, because based on the scriptures, the Catholic Church is against any form of immorality, no matter how people define it. If you go to the scriptures, it talks about murder, it talks about abortion, it talks about drunkenness, talks about fornication, talks about adultery, you know, talks about all those things are condemned by the Holy Scriptures, and therefore the Catholic Church subscribes to what the Holy Scriptures say. And that is it. Now, if any country thinks that it should use its own financial power to constrain another country to adopt something that, according to the members of the country, is against their culture, is against their faith, against what they believe, I don't think that is what governance in the world is supposed to be. And therefore, I will definitely not subscribe to what the Prime Minister of Britain is supposed to have said, that countries that do not amend their laws to adopt and accept homosexuality as a human right will not receive financial aid. I think we should be ready to stand up for what we believe are our own rights. Nobody should force rights upon us. Absolutely not.
How do we stand when we depend on them even for our national budget financing?
I think this is what we are now being told, that we should be self-reliant. We should stand on our own. When we say we depend on them, I think that dependency syndrome is what has caused our weakness. And I think it's a high time we all woke up, and all other countries woke up to the fact that we have to find a way of depending on our own selves, self-reliance, in order to be able to survive.
In the past, the church used to be very powerful. In fact, the church controlled the world in the past. Can the church today stand and say no? If aid will not go to Africa, the church will do something for Africans.
I don't think the church has been powerful in that. The church has always been the moral conscience of the world, even of the most powerful societies. Look at Nazism. The Nazi government, the church stood up against it, and many other. Later on, the so-called governments who supported some of these atrocities were the ones who came around to say that the church was right. And therefore, power is not what is really at stake. It is making clear what is wrong, what is morally irreprehensible. That is what the church stands for. But I'd like also to say that the church has been supporting the poor in many, 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 many. One of the ways that the church supports the poor is lobbying and advocacy. Lobbying even the powerful government for them to know that what they are doing is wrong.
Most Reverend Charles Palmer Bakel is the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra. Meanwhile, the mayor and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Morvi Wahab Adam, has described as a pity the threat by UK's David Cameron to stop giving aid to countries that do not recognize absolute rights of gays. He said such a claim should remind African leaders of the need to be self-reliant. Morvi Wahab Adam told Radio Ghana that the Kenyan society frowns on homosexuality, hence the need for the country to ignore such threats and focus on doing what is morally right.
It is a pity we live in an age when the world has forgotten all its moral value. And it is unfortunate that Britain, of all countries, makes the rights of gays conditional to the assistance that it would offer Ghana. I say this because though Britain is a secular country, the Queen still bears the title of Defender of Faith. In other words, she has a duty to defend morality. But we know from the scriptures that nations before us were destroyed because of homosexuality. Such is the seriousness which we need to attach to the issue of homosexuality. I believe that it is high time developing countries learned to be self-reliant.
Where do you start from looking at the fact that they have already targeted leaders in Africa who do not heed to their calls or want to conform with their demands by trying to overthrow them or institute measures that lead to their overthrow?
I'm saying in Africa, people would believe in things like homosexuality and things like that. The right thing is for the leaders to reject this.
I'm wondering, sometimes we depend on these people for virtually everything. Will our politicians have that political will to help us be that self-reliant?
We vote for them and bring them to the level of leadership of the country because we want them to lead us aright, and they will mislead us and get us into this type of trouble that will make us disobedient in the eyes of the Almighty. Then that's not good enough.
Mulvi Wahab Adam is the mayor and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana. Meanwhile, the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God Church, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong Manto, has asked the government to ignore the threats from the UK Prime Minister. He said if Ghana succumbs to this demand, UK and its allies may impose other conditionalities that could undermine the moral values of Africans. Reverend Frimpong Manto told George Asekwe that Ghana can be self-reliant without aid from the West, if leaders will manage the resources of the country well.
This is telling us that we should not depend upon anybody. We've been an independent country for 50-something years now. We have all the resources. I think we better manage our own resources and run our own country. It's high time we come out from all this thing, because if we surrender, we will not know the next demand they will give us. We are in it. It's unfortunate because they have been of help to us, but this is the time Ghanaians should see the moral decadence in Europe and around the world and then try to forge our own course.
We have depended on these people even sometimes for our national budget, but as it is now, it is imminent. If we do not heed to their call and they refuse to give us the budget, where will our economy be?
We will survive. I don't think every country is depending upon them. I still believe that we have resources. God being so good, just before some of these developments, he has given us oil, and there is more oil being discovered. If we eschew corruption and all those kind of negative tendencies, we can manage our lives.
Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong Manto is the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God Church. The General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Fred Digby, has also asked the government not to heed to the threats by the UK Prime Minister. He said as a sovereign nation, Ghana should not think that aid is the only thing that can help the country's survival. Reverend Digby told Radio Ghana that even though aid has helped Africans, it has also been the cause of the continent's inability to invent more things.
Because for us as Ghanaians to decide what we think our values are and what we want to uphold, because there's no country in the world that does not have values. When this homosexual issue came up, Ghanaians of all persuasions spoke about it. We are not denying that these things do not exist, but we're saying we cannot accept it as one of our values that goes without questioning for a UK government to sit down there and threaten us. It calls for us as a nation to look at what we really cherish as our values. Is it because we are poor, we cannot afford anything, that somebody gives us aid and then ties you with all these things? In the long run, the health cost may even outweigh what the UK government gives to us as aid.
Reverend, so if the politicians refuse to heed to this call and they go by their ways not to give us budgetary support, won't our economy collapse?
Necessity is the mother of invention. We have received aid over and over and over and over again. What good has come out of it? There are many, many resources that we have not explored as Ghanaians.
Reverend Fred Digby is the chairman of the Christian Council of Ghana.